Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
It's time for more Toast and Jam. I'm Tim Oast, or Toast. Here's the jam. Paul McDonald, how you doing?
I'm in a jam. No.
You're always in a jam.
I'm always in a jam. Never a traffic jam, but I'm always in a jam, yes.
Hey, we're broadcasting from our brand new home, brand spanking new.
Brand spanking new.
I love the digs.
Well, it isn't. It's new for us.
It is. But, been around here. Rhodes Science Center has been on the campus for a while. Eric, how many years?
Oh, boy, I think it was built in the 50s or 60s, I believe. I should know that.
So way before our time.
Yeah, yeah.
Long ago, huh?
And then I think it was remodeled in 2011, the addition and remodeling. It was post the 09 flood anyway.
That's what I remember, the remodel.
The remodel.
Yeah. Rhodes Science Center is where we're at on the Valley City State University campus. And, of course, we have to say hi to Eric. Eric, our executive producer, Eric Kringley. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you two this fine week?
Fabulous.
Still
opening week.
I still don't see a Boston Red Sox jersey on Eric.
He's being nice right now.
I know.
I could not break Paul's heart after the almost sweep.
Everybody is almost sweeping the Twins.
Wow, but the Yankees.
If not sweeping.
Oof, to the Yankees. Hurry up, get the season over so we can get rid of Aaron Boone and move on.
Well, thanks to everyone for joining us. We appreciate your company. Fall sports season underway. This is Paul's, what do you call it, Christmas, I guess. He loves fall sports.
Yeah, I do.
Paul, let's start out with Valley City High School.
Well, the Highliners football team opened up last Friday night against Velva, Drake, and the Moose Garrison. Team Alphabet.
Did you get them all?
Velva Drag, as we call them. A good game, lost 16-0 to the number one team in the state and defending state champs, team that's, they're 22-2 over the last 2 years, but 16-0 was the final score. It was 0-0 at halftime, and it was the Highliners' bend-but-don't-break defensive philosophy. I think turned the ball over on downs three times, did Velva. Had to punt once, and then the half ended another drive. The Highliners could not get anything going offensively. I think they had 59 yards of total offense. Opening drive of the third quarter, they did move the ball. They got down to the 30 in Velvet territory. But talking with Coach Smith last night, some of those untimely penalties backed them up and ended up turning the ball over on downs and lost the opener.
And we see a lot of those in the early games.
Yeah.
Offsides, a little movement. That kind of stuff.
Well, you got five sophomores in the starting lineup here. Of course, starting quarterback Jackson Thornton gets hurt on the last offensive series for the Highliners. I saw him in a cast last night in a sling, and it's his left shoulder, not his throwing shoulder. It is his left arm. So we'll see what happens here. Friday night, they have their home opener with the number two team in the state.
What a way to start, huh?
Welcome to Class A. They've got Langdon Airy Munich coming in to Hannafield for a 7 o'clock kickoff here on Friday night. Volleyball, of course, they're still in their preseason. They will start the year on September 2nd, the day after Labor Day. They've got Central Cass on the road. Home opener will be the following Tuesday, September 9th. They will open up at home against Kindred in their home, at Kindred on Tuesday, home opener Central Cass on September 11th. Cross Country had their first meet of the year in Jamestown last week. Caden Spetch and Sister Addison were the top two finishers for the girls. Jack Sorby had a great meet. He finished 26th overall, but out of the Class B. We're in Class B now in Cross Country. He was fifth among Class B runners.
Good show.
So very good showing for him. Elijah Drummond and Adrian Rivera also finishing high for Valley City. And tennis. They were at at a quadrangular here in Fargo. What it was, North Wahpeton, West Fargo, and the Highliners, Eric. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, that sounds correct. I was actually not there. I stayed back. So we only took eight. And so Nielsen went with them, and Susan and I stayed back and handled the large JV squad that we have.
Well, all of the varsity players won at least one match in that quad. They finished third out of the four, so they finished third. Quinn Kruger had a win. He was 1-2 at number one, moved up from number three to number one. Cole Haugen was 1-2. Kellen Westman split. Colin Hoff split. Noah Talp, I think, won two matches, as did Connor Liebersbach, won two. So a pretty good showing in an opener for Valley City. Now they have is it today? The home opener with Shanley.
Home opener today versus the Deacons. You bet. 4 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 4 o'clock up on the North Courts. And then Thursday they take on Fargo South. But now that's been moved to West Fargo because of the courts. The courts in Fargo South are not ready yet, so they're going to be played at West Fargo.
Eric, where can this team finish in the EDC?
That's going to be an interesting year. I really think so. I don't know where they're going to finish. I think we're going to do better than last year, obviously, but last year was a tough one. I don't know, honestly, because we've got some of these young guys. 7th and 8th grade are really talented, very, very talented, but they're kind of young yet.
Yeah.
And then how do these juniors and seniors respond from last year? So it's a little up in the air, and I think today, well, the Fargo South match is going to tell us a lot on Thursday. That's going to tell us if we can get a victory there, I think it's going to be a halfway decent year. But the future is really bright.
And lastly, golf. They were in Carrington last night. Didn't get a report this morning yet from Coach Van Brugge, but I'm sure he'll send it to me. And then they're at Edgley on Thursday.
I like that course. Edgley has a nice
Strickland,
little course.
Strickland course, is that what it's
yeah,
called?
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah. And he's, of course, had 8 golfers out, and they're actually doing pretty well. They're in the Class B as well and have won JV. The JV has won a couple of meets so far in JV golf. And matter of fact, their last time out, they only played 9 holes, but little Katie Harris, 7th grader, shot a 54 and won it in her first meet. She shoots a 54 and wins it.
That's awesome.
That's pretty good. So a lot of young golfers there for Coach Van Brugge. And again, they are going to be in Edgley coming up here on Thursday.
Are you ready for some college football? Yeah, Valley City State University opens her up this week.
It is against Dickinson State on the road, non-conference against the Blue Hawks. And of course, next week, and that's a 7 o'clock Central time kickoff, 6 o'clock Mountain, 7 o'clock Central. Even though Dickinson, yeah, they're Mountain time out there in Dickinson.
I never got used to that.
I didn't either. And so that'll be coming up here. And, of course, you can watch it on YouTube, on the VCU Vikings YouTube page, and watch the game here on Thursday night. Then, of course, next week, the home opener, the Ag Bowl. And I'm still trying to figure out if it's 6th or 7th Ag Bowl, because I know that during COVID they did not have a game because the schedule was shortened. So I don't think they played it. So I would say it's the 7th because it started back in 19. Does that sound about right?
Sounds about right, yeah.
Toast? Yeah. And then they usually play Jamestown. 4 of these Ag Bowls have been against Jamestown. But they are 5-1 in Ag Bowl games. So the Vikings like playing that. And the only loss was a 2-pointer to Concordia a couple years back.
Are we done with Jamestown?
We are done with Jamestown unless they
want to move down and play somebody lower.
Yeah, unless they change their mind again and and move back down. But yeah, we are. The paint bucket is now going to be it's in Jamestown because they won the last paint bucket game.
Yeah.
Again, next week will be the Ag Bowl, 6 o'clock kickoff with Augsburg coming to town. Volleyball, they are off until next Wednesday with their home opener against Mayville State.
They've been playing though.
They have been playing. They're 2-3 right now. They went 2-2 last week. They were in Sioux City. They defeated Morningside in 4. They went 1-2 in the Siouxland Invitational. And they actually played number 7, Northwestern, went to 5. Mm. And we're up 2-1. And Northwestern came back and won the last two sets and won 3-2 in that match. And they will be again against Mabel State next Wednesday.
Should see a lot of good things out of them, though.
Yeah, that's 10 seniors on this squad. I believe there's 10 seniors and a very good team, and a lot of good young freshmen. Madden Brogenreef, a freshman setter from Moorhead, had a very good match on Saturday against Missouri Valley with a team high 26 assists. So it's looking for good things from Coach Micklejohn's crew. Cross country, they'll be at Moorhead next Friday, the 5th. That is Friday night. Dragon Twilight in Moorhead. So they'll be at Moorhead State next week.
Where do they run that? Do you know?
I'm not sure where they run that. If they run it at one of the golf courses. I'm trying to think.
Moorhead Country Club?
Could be the country club. It did not say on the
the Meadows. It could be any one of those.
I don't think it's Ponderosa because that's the 9-hole course in town.
Yeah.
Way outside of town. I don't think it's there. It's not big enough. And golf. Speaking of golf, they will be teeing off on Thursday. They go to Mandan on Thursday, Bismarck on Friday. So Coach Haas and his crew will be getting going here the next on Thursday and Friday. And Coach Haas, I have to do a shout-out to Colin. He's also my assistant in the SID office, and he's been doing about 95% of my load right now until I get used to things. But he took Travis Engstead to extra holes at the Country Club tournament here on Saturday. Shot a 66,
okay,
but then lost on the extra hole. They were even through 18, and he lost on the one playoff hole. But then he went through and won the consolation.
Alrighty. Some other names in there. What about Ben Sorensen?
He won it.
He won it.
He defeated, I believe, Jared Lentz for the championship. So Ben Sorensen is your course, your Country Club champion this year.
Hey, very good. Okay.
It's a good group.
Yeah, there were a lot of good golfers in that group.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. That's it for VCSU?
Well, that's it for VCSU.
Other sports headlines. Former Bison quarterback Carson Wentz is now a Minnesota Viking.
Yeah.
We talked about that last week.
We have. And we talked about it off the show, during the show. We've talked about it for weeks. And they traded Sam Howell because Max Brosmer, I guess, has really been impressing right now. And he looked pretty good against the Titans. So they're going to move him to number three. And Carson will come in as that number two behind J.J. McCarthy. Get that veteran presence. Now, I know you've talked about it, and other people have talked about his locker room presence isn't the best.
Well, we'll see how that goes.
Maybe he gets in the right situation and with Coach O'Connell, and they'll be good.
Yeah, O'Connell's a good player coach.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Maybe he can settle that down a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Tommy Fleetwood wins the FedEx Cup, claiming first PGA victory at 2025 Tour Championship. Won about $10
million. Is that all?
$10
million. Okay.
First time in 164 PGA starts for a championship.
Wow.
Long time.
That's a long time.
But he was always hanging around, you know. He never won it. But
that's the last major?
Yeah. Okay, so.
And U.S. Open Tennis is the last major on the tennis circuit. That's going on in New York this weekend.
Round two is getting started today.
All right.
What was it? Williams? Which one? Venus?
Venus is back on the tour.
At 45, she lost?
Yes, yeah. But, I mean, just to be out there. And she's already got a win on the pro circuit. She won in one of the 1,000 champions. So she got a singles win.
I'd like to know where all those years went. She's 45 already?
Yeah.
Man. Wow.
We never got older.
No. Speak for yourself.
Okay, UND football heads to Manhattan. Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah, get it right. They're not going to New York.
They're
going to
take on K-State. Lost a tough one in Dublin to Iowa State 24-21. It'll be tough for UND, I'm sure. But, you know, they're playing K-State at the right time. They're going to have a little jet lag. At least for 2 days.
Right,
I know how that
is.
We did the Europe trip this summer and came back, and I couldn't get my straights going for about 2 or 3 days.
So K-State lost in Dublin, 21-20 to Iowa State.
24-21 to Iowa State,
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And there was a very crucial first down call. It was 24-21, K-State on the move, and I thought it was a first down. I think a lot of people thought it was a first down, but it wasn't.
Right.
So, anyway, NDSU Bison at Citadel. That's coming up Saturday.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
The 30th. Yeah.
Yep. That's Saturday.
That's Saturday already.
Wow. End of August.
Man, it's going fast.
Yeah, it is.
Way too fast. But anything else on the sports scene that you
know?
On
the sports scene, just the Twins doing what the Twins do.
How did the Red Sox-Yankees series go again?
Did we cover that yet? The Twins lost 2 out of 3 to the Yes, the Red Sox won 2 out of 3 at Yankee Stadium.
I was going to say at Yankee Stadium.
Did you catch my backside there?
Yes, I did. Yeah, very good. Yeah, we saw that. That was on camera.
Oh, yeah. So I owe Eric something.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wear my – oh, no, I can't do that.
No,
I can't do that. No.
No.
No. No, I have a – I still have one of those they came out, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 15 years ago, the Yankee hater caps.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen one of those, Paul?
I have not.
Should I wear that sometime?
I'd be all for it. Matter of fact, if you had an extra, I'd wear that one, too.
Isn't this a family show that we should, keep it clean, people?
You know, on the cap on the front, it has YH. It looks like NY.
You know, we're on a college campus. You got to keep things family-oriented.
I got to keep it clean.
Come on now.
Yeah, I'll clean her up.
I do got to say today, though, you guys look really sharp. I got you both on the camera right now.
You look good.
The black VCSU and the red VCSU. You guys look really sharp today. So
I thought I better dress for the occasion.
Dress them for the part.
Yeah, we're no longer just audio, guys. We got video.
Well, so. We're not going to tuxedos quite yet. We'll save that for the 100 show, maybe.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
That would be cool. I do have a Viking jersey. It's not the original jersey, but it's a Viking jersey with my name on the back and my son-in-law's number, who played for the Vikings back in the early 2000s.
VCSU Vikings.
Yes. VCSU Vikings. Oh, you know, we're talking about the Vikings, Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. Is Adam Thielen going to make it back as a Viking?
Waiting for that trade to drop. They've been talking about it.
We're looking at draft picks,
I believe. Yep.
And the Vikings are picking up a lot of draft picks
they
on these trades, and they're not giving up a whole lot.
No, and I know every time that Adam Thielen's name is brought up, Kevin O'Connell's getting a little grin on his face. So I think something might be in the works. Of course, they don't have Jordan Addison the first three games of the year. He'll be on suspension for those first three games of the season. So they'd like to get him in.
And a little something about Adam's dad, Pete. Pete Thielen. Every week I look at the senior golf website.
Okay.
And I'm looking at names. I'm going down a ways, and there's a Pete Thielen. I'm going, Pete Thielen, huh? So I was curious, and I said, hey, Todd Thompson. I said, who's Pete Thielen? Oh, that's Adam's dad. So Adam's dad is golfing with us in the senior golf league.
He is.
Yes.
I'll be darned.
Where's that family from?
Detroit Lakes.
I knew. I was going to say it was Minnesota Lakes. Lake Erie.
Detroit Lakes.
Yep. He makes it over from time to time, and he's golfing with us in the North Dakota Senior League.
Wow.
Which is kind of cool.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That is neat.
So I might have one thing on the Thielen family. I think my handicap is just a tad better than Pete's.
Really? Yeah, okay. Yeah. You can hold down. There you go.
I feel pretty good about myself.
Take that and run with it, man. Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Today in sports history.
Yes.
Let's do that. 1922, Cubs beat Phillies 26-23 in the highest scoring major league game. That's a
pitching
slow,
optional.
That's a football score.
That's a slow pitch softball game.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Or football score, I guess. 1968. Eric will be able to relate. 68, were you around yet?
Oh, yeah.
Nope. Born in 70.
Okay.
Really, you are young.
Arthur Ashe becomes the first African-American tennis player to win the U.S. Open men's singles title. That
great
was 1968. What a tennis player, huh?
Oh, yeah, and just a gentleman, and, you know, he really did a lot for sports in general.
I think so.
And the stadium at U.S. Open is named after him.
I have sat in that stadium a lot. Not this year, going out to Fenway instead, but, yeah, I've sat in the Arthur Ashe Stadium a lot.
Okay.
1976, on this day, Yankees beat Twins 5-4 in 19 innings.
1976. That was my first year. I went to see my first baseball game, a major league game, was the Twins Athletics that summer, summer of 76.
My first was 1970.
Okay.
No, 1969.
Okay.
Against the O's.
Okay.
Got to see McNally.
The good O's.
Saw two games, Cuellar and McNally pitch.
So both of us can say we've seen Twins in all three of their stadiums.
Right.
All right. Eric, can you claim that?
No, I missed the Met. They just tore it down. I went to the Metrodome the first year it was open. My dad took me, but the Met was – we actually drove by where the Met was, but, yeah, it was
– And Fenway, there's only been one. So,
there's only been one.
And it's the greatest.
It is, actually. It's on my bucket list.
And I got something on that, too. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
1985, Mets' Dwight Gooden becomes the youngest pitcher to win 20 games, 20 years, 9 months, 9 days. Hmm. 1991, Carl Lewis runs the 100 meter in a world record of 9.86 seconds. Mine would be 90.86.
I was going to say, that decimal point can be moved a few places.
Yeah.
Mine would be minutes.
Sports on this day. You know,
egg timer.
Eric, I texted you. They had that Boston Red Sox thing on, I think it was public TV.
Oh, yes, you did. Yeah. What was that again?
It was about the Boston Red Sox.
Like the history of?
The history of the Red Sox and the World Series, the two World Series, you know, of recent.
Yep.
But they had another story on ESPN here just the other day, and they were talking about how Sweet Caroline came about.
Okay.
Do you know the story on that?
I can't remember. I can't recall. I think I did at one point, but it is, yeah, huge.
There was
huge
a guy that worked there. His name was Fitzpatrick. And he had a baby girl. They named it Caroline.
Okay.
And they thought, hey, let's play Sweet Caroline in the eighth inning.
Yes, I think I'm remembering this now. Yeah. Yep.
And guess what? Uh-huh. It caught on.
What year was that, though? What year?
Oh, 90 something.
I was going to say, it was before the 04 championship. It was before the 04 World Series.
98 maybe?
Yeah.
Something like that.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. And it's just caught on. That's where it started.
There's nothing better than being at Fenway and singing that. It's amazing.
And I think a few years ago they had Neil Diamond do the action.
Yes. Yep. That was a little bit ago.
I think that was after the bombing.
Yes, the Boston Marathon.
Yes.
So the 2013. Yep.
Okay.
He had him. He came in and he sang the song and everybody went nuts.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's Doug Muskie's favorite song.
Yeah. No, he hates that song.
Is there a joke in there or something?
Yes, every time we play that at the ballpark, Doug gets angry.
He is not a happy man.
No.
Oh, yeah, the old Lemoore loadable.
Yes.
Oh, way to go, Doug. Yeah. Hang in there, buddy.
I love it.
That's when he goes to the concession stand, right?
Yeah, that, and he owes me a Snickers bar. That's another inside joke.
He offered me one last night because he was working at the concession stand for the junior high football game, and he offered me a Snickers bar. Yeah.
Well, he still owes me like 20 of them. By now, so.
We have to get him in here and explain
that. We'll get you a bag of those minis.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what. Yeah,
that's what he'd do.
Yeah, that's what he would.
Well, how about some sports birthdays today? Limited. On this day in 1937, he passed away in 2020, Tom Heinsohn, NBA star and coach, Boston Celtics, also a broadcaster. Born on this day in 1985, David Price, Cy Young Award winner, Tampa Bay, 2012, five-time All-Star, World Series with the...
I'm sorry, I was not paying attention.
Okay. David Price, World Series with what team?
The Red Sox?
Yeah, 2018.
Yeah.
And born on this day, 1889. How about 1989? He wouldn't be playing buckets if it was 1889.
Could be.
James Harden.
Yes.
NBA MVP 2018. All-Star from 2013 to 2019. The guy is a smart ball player.
He can get away with more travels
than anybody. He's got that
little back
extra
step.
Half step.
Yep. When he lines up those threes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other birthdays today. Mother Teresa was born on this day, 1910. She passed away in 1997. Let's see here. Steve Wozniak, born on this day, 1950, co-founder Apple.
Yep.
John McCain, born on this day, 1936, U.S. Senator, presidential candidate, known for his military service, died in 2018. Chris Pine. Born on this day, 1980. You know that one.
Oh, yeah.
Famous for his roles in Star Trek and Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
What was he in Star Trek?
He was Captain Kirk in the reboot, in the new reboot here.
Okay, yeah.
J.J.
Okay.
Abrams reboot here in the last decade.
And we were talking about this before the show. Macaulay Culkin is 45 today. You believe that?
No.
45.
No.
Home Alone fame.
Chris Columbus. I just remembered the director's name.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Columbus.
Yep.
And he was asked to do a reboot. And that was just like last week I saw and denied. He does not want to do a reboot of Home Alone.
Okay. Mm. Lester Holt, born on this day, 1959. Journalist, anchor, NBC Nightly News. I like Lester.
Yeah. That's good, Les.
So there you have it. Birthdays for today. You know, when you said that they wouldn't do another movie, that reminds me of ABBA. ABBA, back in the day, after they broke up, they were offered to do a concert for $100 million. They turned it down.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
The Beatles, too.
Beatles did that, too. Yeah,
the Beatles
exactly.
were offered big money for a reunion tour in the early 70s and said, nope, we're good.
But we're good. We did it.
No, so I think they did regret it because of what happened shortly thereafter.
Did we have a lottery winner last night?
No.
I'm here, so no.
$750 million was on the line last night. I didn't hear if there was a winner.
I wouldn't be here either if I won.
Yeah, exactly.
So. And that pays out, if you took the cash amount, that'd be about $330 million.
Oh, is that all?
That's
okay.
It.
I could
can buy the Twins.
So the question is, so let's say you win the lottery and you win hundreds of millions of dollars.
Right.
What would you do? Would you retire?
No.
Okay.
I would retire, yeah.
I wouldn't, simply because I wouldn't know what to do.
Well, I'd build my own tennis court and just live on it.
Can I put my pickleball court next to it?
It'd have to be right by Fenway so I could just watch games,
or
too.
Or make, there you go. Or make the lines inside that and play on the same court?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. No. I would not retire. I would, you know, pay off some things and
and I'd do some donating. You know,
yes, yes.
Some good causes.
Yep.
Like Valley City State, maybe.
The Jimmy Fund with the Red Sox.
Yep.
Yes.
VCBA.
VCBA would be a good one. VCTA.
VCTA.
Yeah. Okay. $750 million last night was on the line. Wow. There was, on Saturday's Powerball, somebody from South Dakota had five numbers right. They didn't get the sixth.
Mm-hmm.
And they won $200 million. That was in South Dakota.
There was no winner last night, and the Powerball went to $815 million.
So you guys
get your tickets.
You want to team up and buy some tickets?
I'll throw in 20.
I'll throw in 20.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay. So from my granddaughters, Liz and Fran.
Okay.
Out of Minot. Golf quote of the day. Oh, not the golf quote, but
your joke.
My joke.
Joke of the day.
My fingers got a little carried away here. I had from Liz and Fran and Minot, golf quote of the day. No. It was late. So here it is. Here's our question. How do you make a hot dog stand? How do you make a hot dog stand?
Boy.
You know it's going to be.
Nothing.
It's going to be kind of crazy.
It's going to be goofy.
Yes.
Yeah. That sounds like a dad joke.
Yep. How do you make a hot dog stand?
Put wheels on it?
Yeah.
Take away its chair.
Uh-huh.
I know. It took me a while.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
I'm going to have to think about this
next
one.
Week's show. I'll figure it out.
This is coming from kids under 10 years old now. Come on.
Take away their chair. Okay, then.
Yeah,
all right.
It's not sitting.
I mean, you know, they're not sitting. They have to stand. So, okay, I get that part, but.
I still don't get it.
It took me a long time.
Oh,
and I'm still working on it.
I love it. I love it.
Okay, so the golf quote of the day, and we're still golfing.
Yes.
I was out yesterday. I did the Meadows, and I was walking. Beautiful day at a golf yesterday. Mm. Just gorgeous. I like that golf course, too. Golf is an endless series of tragedies obscured by the occasional miracle.
That sums it up.
Yeah, it does.
Pretty much tells it.
Although I'm not sure
all.
I've ever had a miracle on the golf course yet.
No.
It's still coming yet for
I've
me.
I've had one.
A lot of tragedies for
me.
My golf game's tragedies. Yeah. I did have one, and this is that story I've told you before.
Yeah.
My son-in-law and I were golfing in Washburn, Painted Woods, 18-hole course. We're on hole two, about a 30-mile-an-hour wind. He plays the wind perfect. And I said, hey, that's looking really good. And it goes in, hole in one. We get to about hole, I think it's six or seven, another par three, about 150 yards, hitting into the wind. I hit the line drive. It bounces before the green, and I thought it rolled off. I said, that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
We start looking.
Behind the green.
I don't look in the hole, man. I don't.
Always look in that hole first. You got to always assume. You got to always assume.
Do that.
So my son-in-law, Joe, says, hey, maybe we should look in the hole. We couldn't find it.
Right.
Voila.
There
it is. So we both had hole-in-ones on the same round the same day.
Wow.
That's crazy.
We did not buy a lottery ticket. We should have.
Yeah. I was going to say, you go buy a lottery ticket right after that.
Chances would have been better probably of winning a lottery ticket than that two hole in ones in one day. But that's my story.
Yeah.
But, Tate, lots of fun. Is that it?
Well, just welcome back to all the VCSU students.
Yeah.
Classes started yesterday. So they're going to be out and about. You're going to see a lot of activity here on the lawn and outside of McFarland. You got Marketplace tomorrow.
That's always a big event. That's fun.
I'm going to be out there with a little table and see if I can't find some students that want to help in the sports information department here.
Show off your legs and that kind of stuff?
No, we want to attract students.
I was
going to
say, we want students.
It's not to repel. Yeah. We want to attract.
We don't want declining enrollment.
Exactly.
Well, maybe it'll keep the mosquitoes down. You know, who knows?
Yeah, they all be on my legs. That's where they would be. No one have to worry about them. But you're going to see a lot of hustle and bustle around town. You know, obviously 2 weeks into the high school and the school and now the first, second day here at VCSU.
Now, Valley City State, very important to Valley City, brings a lot of money to town for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely it does.
Very thankful for that. Good enough. Another season. Man, hard to believe. Summer's gone.
Yeah.
And that's all you have right now?
That's it for now.
We're going to try to get Dr. LaFave in here one of these weekends.
Well, our schedules, my schedule kind of was caused today for a little change in plan.
Yeah.
We were going to have him today. He agreed. He was ready. But I have a meeting.
We'll just have to lock him into a second Tuesday or third Tuesday or whatever.
We'll lock him
Put
in.
It on your schedule.
Yeah, and I've talked with
his. Opening week's always tough, too.
Opening week, you're right, is always tough.
There's too much going on. Yeah. A lot going on.
And I've talked to his assistant. Her and I are on speed dial, so we're going to get her hammered out.
All right. Good enough. Thanks again to our executive producer, Eric Kringley. Thank you. You are a rock star, by the way.
Thank you. Always glad to be here.
What would be the name of your band if you had a band?
My band?
Yeah.
Something like the Yuskrimskis or something like that.
Really?
Yeah, it'd have to be.
Okay. Not the Double Faults?
Although, you know how, not to delay, this is how old I'm getting. This is how old I'm getting.
That didn't hit right away.
It just bounced off. Bounced off.
I don't double fault, so and that's on record. I don't double fault. My JV kids yesterday did not know. One of them, Gavin Weeb knew. None of my kids knew who David Ortiz was.
Oh, Papa.
I'm like, how do you not? Cam Larson looked at me like, what are you talking about? Well, I'm like, how do you not know who David Ortiz is? I'm getting old.
That's kind of like the movie Sandlot. You know, the kid didn't know who
Babe Ruth was. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
The Bambino.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's that?
But Gavin comes from a baseball dad.
Yeah,
so.
He knew right away. He said Big Poppy before anybody else.
That's
so.
Right.
Got to give it to Gavin Weeb.
Way to go, Gavin.
Nice.
All right. Okay.
One's in the books. Another one.
What show was this
82?
Again? 82,
83? Oh, I think this is 82. Pretty sure it's 82.
82, okay, all right. From the Road Science Center on the Valley City State University campus, Toast and Jam saying bye-bye for now.